When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, I'm Josh Smith and welcome to Rain, and I'm so glad you're here, babes. This podcast is all about opening up, having important conversations, and celebrating successes, as well as overcoming obstacles to reign over our own lives. I love to chat to people, and I always find things in these conversations to take away and use in my own life. So I really hope you'll find the same as well. Welcome to Rain. You have no idea how many times I've been asked to get the leads of Netflix's hit show, Young Royals, on the podcast, and today it's finally happening! First up, in this episode, I'm joined by Prince Wilhelm himself, Edvin Reading. If you haven't watched the hit Swedish Netflix show yet, it follows Prince Wilhelm, who is sent to boarding school and falls for Simon, played by Omar Rudberg. And when I say you're in for a treat, it's got a 100% Rotten Tomatoes rating to prove it. And today, fresh from the show's huge second season, Edvin talks about that season finale cliffhanger. Edvin also tells me how Wilhelm's journey has encouraged him to open up and talk about his own mental health. And what I love most about what he had to say was about being the person he needed when he was younger. A piece of advice I think we all need to live by. Now, crowns at the ready, let's reign.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. I mean, I'm so excited to talk to you today because I have binged the second season. So we're going to have to talk plot spoilers. We're going to have to get into it. And the one thing we need to get into first is the final episode where you've got that shotgun and you're pointing at August.
Yeah.
Acting sensational. The drama was sensational. I was on the edge of my seat. What was going through your mind? Talk me through.
Oh, wow. It's actually a very, very nice scene because we're all there. Like everybody, all five of us, like the main cast, we're all there in that scene. And it's so much drama, like you said. It's quite interesting because me and Rosta, our like conceptual director, we've always been very inspired by... have you seen Succession?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Love. You know Kendall Roy from Succession?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. Wilhelm's very, very inspired by Kendall Roy. And so that day when we were doing that scene with the shotgun, you know, all this drama, I was listening to the theme song of Succession in my head. So I was like in that mood. And then we did that scene and I just kept like increasing the intensity. And you know that spit in the end? When I spit August, we did like maybe 8 different kinds of them. And I just tried different kinds of spitting. It was so much fun. You always love doing those kinds of scenes because there's so much drama. It's just yelling. It's amazing.
I just love the fact you had to find multiple different ways of spitting.
Yeah. Isn't it fun? Yeah. That's why you love this work, you know?
Yeah, you're like, let me just get a little bit of phlegm for this one. Stand back. This one's going to be more of a spray.
Oh. Okay, everybody, stand back. This is a spray take. So.
Yeah. I love it. And then obviously there is the scene of all scenes is the cliffhanger at the end of the season where he comes out. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
How was that for you? to stand up there and deliver that speech? What was going through your head?
Well, I mean, it felt very, very important. It always has. Like, from when I read that scene for the first time, it's changed a lot too in different versions of the script. But when we had the final version of it and I read it, I felt like, okay, this is we need to deliver this perfectly. And it's such a strong moment. Like, it says so much about Wilhelm and his journey and him growing up and realizing things. And doing things, because he does a lot of things for himself this season and doesn't really think about others. But at that point, he doesn't really think about himself. He thinks about many, many people. He thinks about a whole world, a whole community, his family, Simon, his friends. You know, he thinks about so many things. And it's very strong. And it was a long day shooting that, because we did it from so many different angles. But it's very powerful, isn't it?
Oh, it's so powerful. It really hit me. I felt very emotional watching it.
It did?
I had a little tear. Yeah, it really got me. And then,
wow.
And then I was like, oh my God, surely there's going to be a couple more minutes after this. Like, we're going to see him run into the stands, give Simon a big kiss. Yeah. This is what we're going to get. And I was like, the absolute mother beepers. I can't believe they just left it on that cliffhanger.
Well,
I couldn't believe it.
We have to, you know? Yeah. No, but it's cool. I mean, it's... We leave on a pretty heavy note. Like, okay, he's the first royal ever in history to come out as openly queer. And he's like, okay, everybody, I'm queer and I lied and this is my boyfriend. I'm in love with this guy. Ta-ta. You know, it's very it's very heavy, you know, leaving it at that point. But I think it's good too. Like, we every show needs a good cliffhanger.
Oh, it does. And I think it's such a special moment because I think regardless of anyone's sexuality, we all have those moments where we have to really face ourselves in the mirror and work out who we are and who we want to be.
Yeah.
For you, what's been a real key kind of like coming of age and like sort of really understanding yourself moment for you?
I love those moments. And I think I'm like subconsciously seeking them in my everyday life, and luckily, and I think that's the reason why I've been doing this for 14 years, I get those moments a lot in my work. I learned so much and I learned so much from like the characters I play. Like Wilhelm's taught me a lot about being able to feel stuff and communicating with people around me, and I think that's beautiful. But it's like, that's like one of the most beautiful parts of life, isn't it? Just like growing up, learning things, seeing stuff from different perspectives that you didn't just a few months ago.
That's totally true. I totally get what you mean. And I think that's what's so special about so many different parts of this show. And especially one of the things which I think what you were just saying about the honesty and being honest with yourself and being honest with others and sharing with others is so important. And one of the things I love about the characters is they're always very open and honest with each other. They're always checking in with each other. They're always like, how are you? How are you really? Right. Like, and that is such a potent and very special and much needed question we need to ask each and every one of us and ourselves is how are we actually? And the whole way the show deals with mental health is very powerful, especially the way they deal with Wilhelm's anxiety, for instance. To prepare for that and to go on that journey, what did you do and how did you prepare for it?
Oh, good question. Well, like, there's always been a discussion, a creative discussion about like how do we want to portray Wilhelm's anxiety. And I've always been saying like, and we've all agreed up on that like Wilhelm's always been experiencing this like anxiety part of him. Like, that's always been there for him and as a challenge in his life. And that comes from like living with extreme pressure on his shoulders and traditions and all of that. And him feeling like he's feeling very, you know, alienated. He's not like fitting in anywhere because he's very special. And everybody's always told him like, you're part of the royal house and you're a prince. And like, that just makes him stand out more. And I guess he feels lonely. And what I felt like we should do throughout the course of this story both in first and second season is show his anxiety in like different forms. So in season one, there's a very like open physicality to his anxiety. Like we see him having panic attacks, and we see him like rubbing his chest, biting his nails, chewing gum, all those kinds of stuff, and with the breathing as well. And so ahead of season two, we had a discussion about maybe we should try going a different like route here, because a lot of stuff has changed for Wilhelm. Like he's been all alone, left by everyone basically, and feeling such sorrow after both his brother who passed, and also like his love for Simon being trashed. So we felt like this new Wilhelm he's way more like introverted, you know. He's keeps stuff to himself, which is like, if we're being honest, it's what royal protocol tells him to do, like keep stuff behind closed doors. So subconsciously he follows like the royal protocol, even though he doesn't want to, and he's not comfortable with it. And so it's way more like internal for him this season. We don't have like the rubbing chest or the biting of the nails or stuff like that. It's more of him like biting the inside of his lip. That's like his main thing to calm down his anxiety this season. And I think the fact that he is so introvert this season is also what like drives him to do what he does in the last episode, like being open and talking openly for the first time in front of like the whole school, his family, cameras, Simon. You know, it's a cool story that he goes through, a beautiful journey this season.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I think it's an important journey that so many people need to see reflected on screen too. How do you think it's made you reflect on your own journey with your own mental well-being? And what's that journey look like for you?
Well, I've realized, because I studied behavioral science in high school here in Sweden. So I've read and learned a lot about like psychology and philosophy and communication and stuff like that, and one of the main things that it has taught me is to be able to like feel comfortable in your own mind, I guess. You have to be able to communicate, and you can adapt that to like how many people do you want to talk to, who do you want to talk to and stuff like that. But like seeing a therapist is one way, but also, like speaking of how this Wilhelm's journey's affected me, like it shows me too. Like once you're able to like open up and talk to people instead of like keeping it to yourself, you learn from it and you grow from it. And I think that sometimes when I'm acting, I don't really have control over what I'm doing. Because it's just like you're in the zone and you're improvising and stuff, and that shows me different sides of reacting to stuff as well. So it's such a privilege for me to be able to like learn from Wilhelm, even though it's me playing him. Like I can like, oh, you could react this way to stuff like that, or oh, when you do this, you feel bad, you know. And yeah, it's truly truly a privilege.
It's like free therapy in a way, is it?
Yeah, exactly. And that's great. I mean, I wish more people got to experience that, because you know, I'm a strong advocate for therapy, and I think it's important to talk about mental health. And I think that's also one of the themes that we're exploring. Because this season is so much about, like, season two is so much about, like, secrets. What happens when you keep secrets, and why do we keep secrets and stuff like that? So, and that is both regarding to, like, relationships between people, but also mental health. Like, what's the benefits and the cons of keeping stuff to yourself and not communicating with people?
Oh my God, 100%. And having a stronger relationship with yourself enables you to have a stronger relationship with your whole sense of self as well. Do you think
you
learn a new level of self-love for yourself from portraying this character and being on this journey and being in a show which is all about self-discovery, do you think?
Well, yes and no, because it's hard. I mean, I should be, because I think it's written in a way that that would be like a normal reaction for me, who's like inside of it as well. But the thing about like my progress of like being creative and acting is so much, it's like a game of wrestling in my head against like expectations and like self-criticism and stuff like that. So I think that like slows down that process a lot. But still, like I can relate when people say that this story means a lot to them, because it means a lot to me too. And I've learned a lot about myself through the story. So, and that's beautiful, but still like it's always a challenge when you're doing it yourself, or for me it is, at least.
I think one of the special things about the show is the fact it's all about celebrating difference and encouraging us to embrace the differences inside of us and what makes us different. What do you think you've embraced about yourself that you felt was like a difference?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, because I've been acting since I was 5, and I've like felt a bit different from my friends since I was a kid. But I think like it's not just like young royals. It's like every time, mostly young royals, of course, because it's you know I'm playing the lead. But like you learn a lot about why you're doing what you're doing. Like you create a young royals, giving me like more purpose to do what I do. Like why am I acting? Why am I doing art? You know. Young Royals showed me that this is why I do it, because working with these people, being creative and challenging myself is so like fulfilling for me, and I guess that's made me feel like I can like reflect back on when I was a kid and felt like I'm not like the other kids. You know, I can reflect on that with a different perspective now thanks to Young Royals. Yeah, it does teach me a lot about like me, like, well, yeah.
And I guess it's about taking a pride in yourself and a sense of pride in who you are as a person. And this idea of pride is kind of like an omniscient character in the show. When do you think you felt the proudest of yourself?
I don't know. I mean, luckily I have a lot to be proud of. I think so. But I mean, I felt very proud when we wrapped season one, cause I worked really, really hard for that. And I never really knew if I was going to be able to make it. Like, is this going to be good enough? Do people understand the choices that I'm making and stuff like that? But like, once you get feedback from directors or writers or other actors, it's you push yourself more. And so when we wrapped and I realized like, okay, we made it through, we did this, I felt super proud. And then after the premiere, realizing like, oh, it meant something. That was such a like huge monumental moment when people started writing like, this has changed my life, because it gave me the courage to come out, or it gave me the courage to seek new friends or do this and do that. And people have been like, we've been subject to like education you know? Like my little brother, he sent me a picture the other week. Like he's in school and he just sent me a picture of his like his book from a class, and it was a picture of us. So like we made an impact, and working hard for what, like when you've worked really, really hard and you realize like, okay, we made an impact. I felt super proud, and I felt super proud wrapping season two as well, of course, but it's been such a momentum for us, and it's been challenging, really, really challenging at times, because you start to like reflect on expectations, which is always a bit dangerous. But you're always, I feel like I always get proud of myself when I'm able to like reflect on earlier experiences and seeing them from different perspectives. I feel like I'm evolving and growing. And I guess that's what most part of life is about, you know?
Yeah. That's the biggest meaning of life, isn't it? Growing, evolving, and learning more about yourself. And I think
I guess. That, I mean, yeah. It's that and love. I mean, you know.
Which is what this show is all about. And that's why people love it so much. And when we did put out, we were doing this episode, the amount of messages I got from people being like, oh my God, I need you to ask this question. It was honestly insane. But one of the ones that I found the funniest, which I feel like we just need to get into real quick, is they wanted you to rank your hairstyles. Do you prefer the long hair, short hair, or the mullet? The deep, meaningful questions we need to get into.
Oh my God.
What's the peak hair moment for you?
Oh, wow. It's actually funny because like I haven't had this many different hairstyles in 1 year since I was like, I don't know, 7, you know? I've always had like the same type of hairstyle. Wow. They're so good in different ways, you know? I mean, season one, Wilhelm's haircut said so much about him. It was so good for Wilhelm season one, but the shorter hair with the side part, it was so good for Wilhelm season two. That wouldn't have worked season one. Mm-hmm. And the mullet is just amazing, you know? It's fun.
Yeah. The mullet life chose you.
Yeah. Basically, it was so much fun because I did it for a different role. I just wrapped a Swedish movie, and I was sitting during my like hair and makeup test, and we started talking about like what should we do with the hair, and I just like just threw it out like what if he had a mullet, and our our makeup department was like, yes, of course, and I was like, I didn't even have time to say anything before they started cutting, so I had no time like backing out of it, but I really like it. It's cool. If I was to rank them, I got it. Okay, I have a rank. So short hair with the side part, that's number one. Then I think the mullet, and then I think the long hair.
Well, that is a strong choice. I agree. I'm more of a long hair fan myself, but I'm there for it. But before you go off to try yet another hairstyle this year, we always end on this final question, and that always is, in the reign of your life, what is the one rule you'll always live by?
I guess be the person you needed when you were younger.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, that sentence has been in my head for a few years now. Because I grew up in this industry as a young kid, and I'm still pretty young, you know? And sometimes you get treated pretty badly. And I just feel like if I'm able to make a change for young actors going into this business by being nice to them, I want to do that. So I guess that's the rule I live by. Mm, good question.
I love that.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I know, deep. That's what we love about. That's what we're about on this podcast. Little deep moments. And I love that because that is what this show is all about. And I think it also shows, and what you do on screen is you give a lot of younger people a lot of extra security in who they are. And I think even looking back on this show, watching it now as a queer person, I'm like, I needed this when I was younger. So you are the person you needed.
Oh, that's so sweet.
When I was younger. So thank you.
That's so beautiful, Josh.
We are ending on a poetic note.
Yes, we are. Of course we are.
Of course we are. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And it's been so great talking
thank
to you.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining me for another amazing episode of Rain. I really hope you found something to take away from this episode. And if you have, let me know. You can always get me on socials at Josh Smith Hosts. I love to hear from you. And as always, if you've enjoyed this episode, please like, rate, subscribe, or follow wherever you get your podcast from. And more importantly, please share this with someone you think needs to hear it. Let's get those convos going, and I'll see you next time. Hi babes, me again. Just wanted to tell you about something very exciting. I can't believe I'm about to tell you this, but I've written a book and it's called Great Chat. As you know, I love to chat, plot spoiler, and I love talking to people about their lives because, as I always say, talking and listening is so powerful. The book is all about how you can master conversation and transform your life, just like it has for me. I've used my experience from all the amazing interviews I've been lucky enough to do, as well as a load of research to help you deal with everything from making new friends to embracing difficult discussions. Great chat should never be underestimated. It can truly improve your well-being, allow you to create the life you want, and bring the connections you are so deserving of, babes. You can pre-order Great Chat today in hardback, ebook, and audiobook, read by me, no less, and it's out on the 20th of June.